back to another week of Inside the Show. I'm your host, Scuffy, alongside Coogs. And another week of MLB Show 21, another week of fantastic content. However, we always got to talk about the elephant in the room, and we talked about it a little bit last week. We're going to bring him back this week because us as hosts of this podcast, where we talk about everything on MLB Show, we know that this has been kind of shadowing all everything else. It's been pretty much the topic daily, nightly, depending when you get to play. You guys see the effect of it, and you know where we're leading towards, and that's the servers. We're still seeing servers issues for MLB The Show 21. It's been hard to it's hard to defend it. It is. It's a lot harder to defend it because not only is it being down, we're seeing bugs as well. We know they're working probably clockwise around the clock. It's very hard to come from a consumer side of things. And I see the frustration, and I think it's very, very valid right now. And I know it's hard for SES to get it together, but it's one week after another. You try and get it on. I know for me on Friday night, Cougs, I was trying to do a draft with my chat, and the servers went down right away, and I couldn't even get that started. It's hard for content creators. I feel for full-time content creators out there. I feel for the 9-to-5 person that might just have those 2 hours at night. Like, they might have kids and 2 hours a night, and unfortunately it's down. It's been a struggle, at least. Let's just say that. It's been a struggle, and it's more glooming onto the community than it has been, because we have a whole new user base. People probably stop playing because of the issues. It's hard to put it all together. And I'm hoping we see this resolved soon. I'm sure the devs and all the server admins want to see this done soon, but Hooks, it's where we at. I mean, it's fortunately, it's where we're at. We gotta bring it up. We talk everything on will be the show. This is where we at right now.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man. I know they're working hard. I mean, I know they're doing the server maintenances every single night. But at the same time, when I think I said it last week, as a consumer, I think we have the right to be frustrated when we want to just play the game, and we can't even do that sometimes. Very frustrating. And I hope that they can get this figured out, but you know, it's, what are we, two and a half, almost 3 weeks into the game or something like that. And it just, it's gotten slightly better, but it's like going from a D- to a D plus, like it's still not good. So I don't know. I hope they get it figured out soon. My biggest thing is I wonder if they're going to do any sort of compensation. I wonder if they're going to give anybody or give the community like packs or subs or something, because at you know, first week of the game, people probably get it, but 3 weeks into the game, people are going to get pretty frustrated and kind of want something in return. So yeah, it's kind of where we're at, man. It's frustrating, but it's just the reality of it right now.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a fortune because it's new, like we're getting everyone from Xbox, and we want this community to keep on growing, and they do too. And when we see these type of issues, we see these with other games, people just stop playing. And it's unfortunate because this game, when playable, is very good. We both agree on that. So it's just a matter of time. Hopefully it gets resolved as soon as possible, and we'll go from there. But we'll still keep on talking about it until it's pretty much where we're all saying we're stable again. I think in 17 we did get some conversation, didn't we?
I do not remember.
I think one of the years.
Yeah, I think maybe we got like a 10-pack bundle or something. I don't remember fully. But yeah, it wasn't anything major. It's not like they're giving everybody free trouts or anything like that. But you know, it's something.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of free trouts, there is one big bug out there. If you guys don't know, I saw Yayo post a clip. One of his community members pulled trout, and if you do the quick sell, like the quick sell value, not the 5,000, but the quick sell from the market, if you do it through that pack, it does it as 5,000 instead of like maybe 200K or 300K. There's some type of big bug. So just be aware of that. If you try to quick sell at the market value, not just the 5,000, 1,000, depending on what tier, just back out and go through the normal process through the marketplace. But yeah, it's just been rough. It's been a little rough. Yeah, you didn't hear about that? Yeah.
No, this is news to me because I've been doing stuff like that. Maybe I haven't been paying attention to my stub count.
Don't do it.
Granted, it hasn't been with a guy like Trout. I'll tell you that much. But it, like, still, that's an interesting one.
I was watching this video and I felt terrible. I felt terrible for the guy because he meant to just get like, I think it was like 200 to 300K and he got 5,000.
Brutal.
Yeah. But anyway. All right. Let's not get this too glimmer. Let's go to the content. We did get a big content release on Friday. We're going to go through Friday. We'll go through Saturday's daily and then what our main topic today for Player Month that comes out on Wednesday, not Thursday, not Friday, Wednesday in 2 days. So let's get to Friday's. We got the new roster update. We saw some golds that went to diamond. We saw Trey Turner, Buxton went to diamond. We saw some golds that went to silver. Suarez, two of them went to silver. Not only that, the biggest one, in my opinion, we saw silver to bronze with Jorge Soler. And I'm just, as a BR player in me, I was very happy after that roster. I hate when people do bad. I'm rooting for those guys because I love those players. Like I love Suarez, I like Torres, and I like Soler. But if it helps me out in BR, I'm just saying, I'll take it sometimes. But we'll see how long that lasts. But anything that in particular for you that pointed out in the roster update besides the golds to diamonds and maybe like the big names like the BR studs going to otherwise?
One thing that stood out to me is Mike Trout getting upgraded again to make his card even better. Was also Acuna getting upgraded to make him even better. But yeah, the roster update went about as I expected. You know, I expected Corbin Burns to be a gold. Mm-hmm. I expected Ohtani to go gold. So, yep. I mean, it was about what I expected. So I was pretty pleased with it. And like you said, getting guys going down to silver like Gleyber and Suarez and then Soler down to bronze, even though they get downgraded, it doesn't mean it's a bad thing because they're still helpful in other modes of the game, like you said. So, it was about what I expected, about what I anticipated from the update. So I was cool with it.
Now, good thing you brought up Trout because I wanted to bring this. I believe it was Ochev. He posted this on Twitter. He did a comparison of live series Trout from this year with Parallel 5, with the plus 5 attributes. And he's comparing the MVP Trout that we received last year for the big program. This was the big program. You had to collect everything. And to be honest with you, Cougs, live series Parallel 5 Trout greater than MVP Trout from last year. It's crazy.
It's pretty wild. And then not to mention, you know, you have the parallel five stats, which are great, but then you throw inside edge on top of that, too. Like sky's the limit with that card, dude.
I know. So he has to be a top three card in the game right now.
Oh, yeah.
Arguably.
Without a doubt.
And I'm very curious how long he's going to be in like that top five, top 10 for a live series card. And it's pretty cool to see that. I hope that's the case because Mike Trout deserves to be one of the best cards in the game just because he's Mike Trout.
Yeah. And that's also just a big testament to the parallel system. And it's kind of justifying why everybody was so excited about it, because now this live series card is competing with all the good legends in the game. And even when all the really high overalls come out, like the Griffies and the Willie Mays and the, all the good outfielders, Trout, that live series Trout's going to be right there in the mix if you have him parallel five, and especially if it's during the season, because it's going to be pretty rare to see Mike Trout playing down on inside edge too. So, I mean, it's just the parallel system, like saying it again, is just an unbelievably beautiful addition to this game. It extends these cards' lives so long that everybody can use basically any card they want and still be able to compete and still, you know, have what you need to get the job done. So I love it, man. Like, as much as I want to see the return of the 99, God Mike Trout card, the live series is the live series is pretty, pretty good. So I'm loving it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm loving it too. I just love everything parallel. I finally got my first parallel five. I did Lomo.
Attaboy.
I had to do a silver stud. So I'm very happy about that. Got my one-on-one. That's all I need to do. I don't care about anything the rest of the year. If I get it when I play with it, I get it. But I actually grind against the CPU. I don't understand what's happening to me with the grinding. We were talking about this last week, but this week I'm just like, okay, I'm back to being, I'm thinking about grinding. And like I said, I got the remote play on my Mac and be able to watch TV. Anyway, let's get to more content that we got on Friday. And that was the BR program. We got a new BR program. The main diamond that we got was 93 Clemente. Another Clemente. Will Clemente be the new John Smoltz of MLB The Show? I think it will. He's probably going to get much more multiple cards, especially his 99 eventually. But let's go over the program. We got new silver cards. We got new gold cards. And let me tell you, there's some juicy cards in there. For the silver cards, that Chirinos, he goes right up to my top one silver catcher in the game. He does have 8 speed. Yes, he does. He does have a decent arm. I think it's in the 70s. Doesn't have the greatest fielding. But when you have 80 power against righties and then 116 for a silver card against lefties, come on now. Come on now. I don't care about contact because we all saw what bronze Gary Sanchez did last year. He has 40 contact against righties. I don't care. He has good contact against lefties, but still, Cougs, I'm telling you, that Chirinos, top silver catcher that we have in the game right now.
Yeah, and that's the question I was going to ask you with these. Do you justify taking these cards? Because all of these guys have, you know, their glitchy version still in the BR draft. Like, you can still get Live Series Sano, who's amazing. You can still get Jock, who's amazing. Silver Diekman is still really good. Like, do you justify taking all of these guys when you still have the chance to get their lower overall, or do you just like see him and you're like, yeah, like I'm getting that card because he's an absolute unit, and then I'll figure out the other positions later?
Good thing that you brought it up, because it's hard to justify that Diekman, especially since you have that silver one, like you said. I personally wouldn't do it unless you need that mission. The Jock, no way. He's a bronze now, so just take the bronze. He has maybe 88 power. You still play on All-Star, so the power is going to be justified. Even if you have 111 or 80 in the 80 range, you're still going to, if you get a hold of one with Jock Peterson, the bronze card would just fine. Snow is intriguing because he does have that 100 power both ways. I know I was just saying that, but it's like really up high in power wise. It's like in the teens or even the 20s, like 120s. So I would probably just do the Snow out of the four. Vogelback, I do like, but first base, you could definitely get a better value pick in the lower tier rounds because there's so many good first basemen either in the silver or the bronze round. So it's hard to justify picking them, except for if you're trying to do the missions. But that's the no, I'll probably be the one out of four. But either way, I'm loving this new BR programs. At first, I was a little hesitant, especially with people getting the flawless wars. But with it not being repeatable and now getting these flashback silver and gold cards, which they know are BR type of studs and glitches that we love to use, I'm loving. I'm loving every second of it. So.
Yeah, no, I think it's good. I like how they're buying into it too and bringing back the cards that people love. So I was definitely with you at first. I was like, I'm not sure how I feel about this, but seeing how it's played out and seeing the type of cards they're putting in there, I'm a fan of it. I like it. And I think at the end of the year, it's going to take away that issue of not being able to buy any of the cards on the market. So I'm all for it at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So not only that, we got something on Saturday because it was the first day of May and we got the new daily moments. Remember, this is kind of new to MLB The Show, where we go do the daily moments. As you do each moment, you get pretty much a star. As you go through a star, it goes through a progress. We saw with the Jason Giambi and the Almar, and then it leads up to, what was the diamond? No, it just leads up to getting those cards and then bundle afterwards with the ball habit. And then you have the Giambi.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's the Gary Sheffield's in there. It's the two evolutions and Gary Sheffield.
Oh, well, I was going over the new one. I was going over the old one.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were going over the one currently. I was like, wait a minute, huh?
No, I was going over the old one. Yeah, I was going to progress into it. It's all good.
Yeah, my bad.
So we had the. It's all good. So we had the Giambi that you ever do the player program, and then you get the 85 Giambi. So they brought that Giambi back for the new one. Just in case you missed it. So you'll be able to get that. And not only that, like Cougs was saying, we got the Gary Sheffield, the 92 Gary Sheffield part of the daily. And we got two Evolution cards now. We got the Matt Kemp and the Matt Bum, which I didn't expect to see too. That's pretty cool. You get a choice pack, choose either one. Personally, I like Matt Kemp better than Bumgarner, even though some people might like Bumgarner better. But I mean, either one, there's no real wrong choice because they're very similar on their attributes as a pitcher and a hitter. If you like compare it to, because it's like that mid-tier type of card. It's nothing extraordinary, but it's that mid-tier type of card for both of them. So either one you'll do solid with. A lot of people do have success with Bumgarner. I just like Matt Kemp's swing, even though it doesn't have the power that he normally has, like for his prime card, but still.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I like the Kemp better. I think Kemp is just naturally a better card, and you know that Madison Bumgarner is going to get his 97, 98, whatever they decide to give him later on in the year. That's going to be, you know, a cool card to use with the cutter and the hitting stats and everything. So this one, I would definitely take Matt Kemp, but you can get them both. You just got to grind and you'll be able to get them both. And then, of course, Gary Sheffield. So, yeah, no, it's good. And I don't really expect these monthly awards, or I'm sorry, these daily moment programs to be anything like super OP or anything. It's just to reward you for getting on the game every day and you know, playing a moment. So I wouldn't expect any sort of ultimate God Squad card. Maybe by the end of the year, maybe we see like a 99 sneak in there or something. But as of right now, this is probably the caliber of card we should expect.
Oh, for sure. I think it's just going to be generally released how the overalls get released throughout the year. So like you said, I definitely see like maybe down the line when we're almost end game, then we get 99. I do wish if I'm playing a three in a game, you'll get more than one star, though.
Yes.
Because usually the moments take like less than 5 minutes, depending on how you do. But then you had that random three in a game and this is still the same amount as like a 5 minute type of moment where you're playing maybe more like 10, 15 minutes, depending how you do. Remember, you still got to win the game too. And I kind of wish I had a little bit more points towards it.
Yes. Like, especially with all the conquest maps we have in the game, like we already have to play enough three inning games as it is. Like, give me 2 points, at least give me 2 points for those. You don't have to give me three, but at least give me more than it would if I was just jumping in there and getting two hits in a game on rookie. Like, you got to give me more than 1 point for a full three inning game. So I'm with you on that. I think everybody's probably with you on that.
Yeah. So, but either way, it's something new and it's a nice thing to grind for, and you don't need to do it every single day. You'll be able to get through it, I believe, just fine by missing maybe 1 or 2 days. And then they'll eventually we'll have that, like that Tatis type of moment where we'll be able to get two. But anyway, so we got that. We got packs. We got more packs. We got space pack, which I didn't even realize we were getting space pack 3, where we got the Votto, the 92 Votto. We got Eddie Murray for rare. We got the Biggio, who I really want to get. I didn't get yet. And who else I'm missing? I'm already missing all of them.
We got Jim Edmonds, Julio, Grayson Rodriguez from the Orioles. There was another, I think there was another prospect card. I can't remember who it is off the top of my head. Oh, Riley Green.
Oh, Riley. Okay. Yes. So,
yeah. And then I think that was it. I think we got all of them from the space pack. Cool pack. I'm with you. I didn't expect to see another one that quickly. The fact that we're 3 weeks into the game and we already have three different variants of a promo pack, it's cool because I want to see more promo packs the entire year, but I didn't expect it to happen as quick as it did. So, and it's a cool selection of cards too. It's not like, I don't think any of those cards are going to make or break anything at the moment, but a lot of them are usable, and you know, you throw them on your squad, give them a shot, try out Julio, and maybe this year they actually give us a future stars Julio instead of just sticking him with a prospect last year and never doing anything with it. So should be cool though.
Yeah. There's a lot of cards like for content we have already. I feel like it's much more than we already had last year with these promo packs. And then for the headliner, we got Pudge. Pudge looked all right. It's the Marlins Pudge. I haven't used him yet, I don't know if his swing is a little bit better than it has been previous years, but Pudge is always a nice guy. Defense is always going to be there. His contact's always going to be there. So have you used that Pudge, by the way? Or we move on?
Yes, I did. I threw him in the lineup. Granted, for Pudge and Biggio, I believe. Yeah, I used both Pudge and Biggio on the same squad. The game was on Legend, and, you know, I'm still getting kind of my feet wet in Legend difficulty, but Pudge, it didn't really impress me. It's just the attributes alone don't really look like something that would impress anybody at this point in the year because of how many good catchers we have in the game currently. You've got Piazza. You could pick up Adley, who I think was in the last space pack. You could go Salvador Perez. You know, there's Posada if you have collections done. So there's plenty of good catchers to choose from. That Pudge, even though his overall is a little bit higher, I don't think he's really in the same league as some of the ones we currently have.
Oh, I see that. I definitely see that. So either way, good for Marlins fans, Rangers fans to try to shoot for. And the headliners don't really go for that much anymore. Like they're always around. When I say not that much, they usually go around, what, 30K, 30 to 40K maybe. Which in the past, if you got a good one, even that Hershiser wasn't that expensive, which I thought would be more expensive than it was.
Yeah, I picked up Oral for like 50K, I believe. Not bad at all.
It sounds a lot, like once you hear it, but really, in the thick of things, it's not that much when we see it in the past. So we got that content. Now, you want to bring up something today, and something I'm not too big with, and that is the creative player. We've been seeing these juiced up creative players with 120 power both ways, switch hitting. Last week we talked about the lefty Angel Hernandez sub-arena cap that I had to face, which was absolutely ridiculous. Drew 101, and then he had the 70 mile hour changeup. But I feel like I'm a little out of mix because I kind of don't want to do a cap this year. I usually just like to play with regular ball players. But Cougs, you did deep a little bit more into the ball player. I believe you had a stream last night where you debut him, correct?
Yes. The funny thing is I did a team update video on YouTube last week, kind of just showing off my team, kind of showing off the cards that I like. And I highlighted Ernie Banks at shortstop because Ernie has been phenomenal for me. And in the video, I'm like, yeah, Ernie's not going anywhere. This guy's the best shortstop in the game. And not even a week later, I'm seeing people sending me screenshots on Twitter of their created player maxed out in the attributes with the equipment and the loadout and everything. And these might be the best versions of created players we have ever seen, because I finished maxing out mine. And Scuffy, I can send you the image of this if you want to put this up when we're editing the podcast so you can see exactly what I'm talking about.
Sounds good.
I think it's 119 contact on both sides, 117 power on both sides, 93 fielding, 95 arm strength with 92 reaction and 81 speed as a switch hitting shortstop. Like, that is an unfair card. And granted, right now, there's a little bit of a simulation exploit in Road to the Show, which a lot of people are taking advantage of. And SDS did already try to patch this method, but people still found a workaround to it. So until they patch this method, like, you're going to see a lot of really good ball players, and then you'll probably see them start to resurge again a little bit more, like towards the summer, when people who are actually grinding it out in the way they wanted you to do it. Like, these created players are unbelievable. And I'm fine with it because, you know, by the end of the year, we're going to get cards that are going to rival them. But at the same time, like, these cards are ridiculous. And you said it before, talking about the submarine pitcher. I also faced one of those not too long ago. It was a righty submariner. I think it had a C-Shex release. Five pitches. It was like fastball, sinker, cutter, slurve, circle change. Unbelievable speed differential. And he had like crazy high stamina. And he didn't have like 120 power or anything. But the card had like Mike Hampton-esque hitting stats. It's like, bro, how are you supposed to not only hit these cards, but then get them out? Like, this is kind of what we were worried about at the beginning of the year when we were talking about the two-way player. It's starting to kind of show a little bit. I'm very curious to see what it's going to look like in 2 or 3 months when people who have fully grinded things out start to see how good these ball players actually are. It makes me a little bit worried, but at the same time, everyone can do it. So it's just, it's an interesting little thing going on because these players are ridiculous.
Everyone's going to have Pepe by the end of the year, pretty much.
Everyone.
It's all going to be 125. It's can you power up the ball player?
No, you cannot.
You can't, okay. All right. But still, that's crazy. If you can't beat them, you got to join them. It's that type of thing. So for people using these type of caps, by all means, go for it. Go for it. I mean, these are endgame type of cards that you're getting in May right now, beginning in May. So that's why I say, I mean, I just don't feel like doing the grind and I like playing with real players. It's just a personal choice, but I will never have anyone get against by making those caps if they're available for you. That's the same thing like for BR. Like if someone chooses a knuckler for BR because it's all off limits in BR, the draft pretty much gave it to you. I don't care. If you put it in a rank, that's a different story, but in BR, I don't care. But that's the type of thing. Like you can't join them, beat them.
Exactly. But I thought that was worth highlighting because to see him already be at the level they're at in early May is pretty intense.
Yeah, the first time I saw the screenshot, I was like, this can't be real. This can't be it. Like with the one, because I saw something with 123 power both ways. So I was like, what? This is like a 99 endgame Soto type card that we finest card that we had last year. And just okay.
And
okay,
like these are shortstops too. Like these are shortstops. These are guys who are switch hitters playing a premium position like shortstop and having the fielding numbers go off with it. Like it's the best card in the game right now, honestly. Like we're talking about Trout being a top three card.
Oh yeah.
I'd argue that the ball player might be number one.
I have nothing to say to that. I think you're completely right about that. Not only that, like it's just I'm lost at words because now I feel like I should do it. Now I feel like if I'm going to play more ranked, I feel like I should do it because I'm going to be running into that as much more. And you're not going to see any shortstops are going to be greater than your ball player in this game. There's no way. That's why
not at that caliber.
Shortstop. Can you choose catcher yet? Because I heard there was some issues with catcher not being available.
I think you can make a catcher, but people were telling me the problem is that the guy doesn't actually catch the ball. So I didn't try it. I got no idea, but that's what kind of deterred me from going the catcher route. Because if I could have done it at catcher, I would have, because that way I could have kept Ernie in my lineup.
Yeah, you could definitely do it. And you know what? Another like thing about the cap, you get to choose a swing, and that's gonna be a swing that you know you're very comfortable with. And even if you don't have the crazy, like we see how glitchy cards are when you don't have the attributes, now you do have the attributes with that type of swing, and that's just going to give you that much more confidence with seeing the ball well. And my god, the numbers that you could put up, I'm sure, are ridiculous.
It's pretty wild, man. But anyway, we can move on to the next thing now, because I'm thinking gonna about the creative players gonna
That's going to be our main topic today, and that's going to be our player of month predictions. We get the player of month coming Wednesday, not Thursday, not Friday, Wednesday in 2 days, and that's going to be our first big content drop that we've seen since the game release. And Cougs, looking at, we have pitchers, we have hitters, and we have relievers up on our tabs right now. And I don't know who gets the lighting. I don't. You could choose so many different people, the players, whether it's a pitcher or a batter, and there can't be no wrong choice, in my opinion. It's just depending on how SES and the content team wants to do it. let's just go over some players. Let's see. Give me a couple players. You don't have to give me your like top five or just top, just players that you think are worthy of gaining a player of month card. It doesn't have to be the lightning card, just player of month card. We could talk about who you think that you want to get a lightning card, but we just talk player because it's so hard to just pick one. So let's just see who do we think that's going to be in the program or not.
I'll start it with some pitchers. Okay. First one that I'm looking at isn't maybe the obvious one that everybody would think. I'm looking at Mark Melancon from the Padres. The dude has an ERA under 0.7 right now in 12 games. Mm. He's 9-for-9 in save opportunities. He struck out 14 batters in 13 innings and only walked one. You know, a whip under 0.4. And just like everything about what this guy's doing on paper screams player of the month reliever. And I don't know what his overall in his live series card is, but I feel like that'd be a pretty good
the bronze.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like that'd be a pretty good, you know, variety in terms of, you know, the bronze to the diamond. So he's definitely one I'm looking at. Another guy that's really good so far this year is Craig Kimbrel, but at the same time, we kind of know that Craig Kimbrel will most likely get that 97 overall, like reliever of the year or whatever he gets down the line. So I don't really feel like it'd be worth giving him a card at this point in the year. But those are a couple relievers that are standing out to me. And then talking about a couple starters, number one, the obvious answer at this point, Corbin Burnes. Corbin Burnes has had an unbelievable month of April, 1.53 ERA in five starts, 29 innings pitched. He struck out almost 50 batters, and he hasn't walked a single batter in the month of April. 49 strikeouts, zero walks. So the man just doesn't let base runners get on from his own mistake pitches. So Corbin Burnes, Mark Melancon are two that I think are absolute locks for the program. But who do you think are some pitchers you should expect to see?
But pitchers, very similar to Mark Melancon, Alex Reyes. He is 6-for-6 with a 0.00 ERA. It's kind of nutty. He has 14 strikeouts as well. However, his walks, he has 10 walks in 12 games, and that's in 12.1 innings. So a little worried about that. But we've seen his the last diamond we saw of him was his future star card, 87-1, which was part of the XP path. But now he's a closer. I would love to see what it will look like. He's also on the bronze level for his live series. See what diamond card look like there. His whip is 1.30. It's still very solid card. He has five pitches, I believe. So it'd be kind of cool to see that. For starter wise, I kind of want to be a homer and go with Stroman, but I don't think he will get one. But I just know a diamond Stroman would be so nice in the game. I don't think we're going to get Carlos Rodon or Musgrove since we got the Tops Now cards. A name to point out there, Trevor Rogers from the Marlins. I mean, when you're getting Randy Johnson comparisons and be able to throw 97-98. I saw him pitch live against DeGrom when he went 1-1 and won that game. He was very dominant. He had one bad start. I believe it was his previous start by a match. I'm pretty sure that was in May. So, but he has a 1.29 ERA, gave up 18 hits, 38 strikeouts. He has a one whip. I would love to see that. I don't know if Danny Duffy's going to get it because he only has four games so far. I mean, four games in the month of May where some have five or six, they still could give him, but that 0.39 ERA does kind of scream off the screen right here. So he could also get a card up there. But there's so many solid choices that you could do that I'm not going to be like, even if you go further down the list, like if I'm just talking about glitchy cards that I love to see, Kyle Gibson, he's always been a glitchy card in BR for starters. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing him, like I said, with Stroman as well. Tyler Glasnow, I'd love to see back, but I think down the line we might get his player month from previous years back. And I don't know. It's so hard to choose, but I do agree Corbin Burnes is a lock, and he even could be a lightning round.
Yes.
I think you could agree with that.
Absolutely. Also, I just to go off what you said, I love the Stroman pick. because if I see Stroman in BR, I take him. I know he's a starter. Oh, but he's got like sinker, cutter, slider, I believe. Mm-hmm. Like those first three hitters you face in BR are usually the best on your opponent's lineup. So if you get a guy with a good pitch mix that has good movement and everything, like I'll take that all day. So Stroman, I think, would be an awesome card for sure. Let's talk about some hitters as well. We're not going to get a player of the month Trout. I mean, if by all accounts,
no,
Trout's probably the player of the month. I mean, the dude had a 1300 OPS that month. So, but as we were talking about before, live series Trout right now might be better than MVP Trout from last year when you get him parallel five. And this player of the month is probably going to hover around like a 93 to 94 for the Lightning card. What's the point in that? That's why Vlad never Trout never does it. And there we go. I spoiled my next one. Vlad has got to get a card. I don't care if it's the Lightning or if it's, you know, two cards away from the Lightning. Vladdy Jr. has to get a player of the month card. 1153 OPS, slugged 705 in the month, had a three home run game. One of them came off Max Scherzer. And he's just seeing the ball so much better this year. He has 20 walks to his 16 strikeouts. Granted, I don't really care about vision, but the vision would probably be high on that card. Seven home runs, four doubles, 28 hits in how many games? 24 games. So, I mean, Vlad, without a doubt, needs to get some love in this player of the month set. And, you know, I think a lot of people are expecting Vlad to keep it up all year. So there's a chance we get a really good Vladdy Jr. by the end of the year if he stays good for a finest. But right now, let me use a 92, 93 Vladdy Jr. with crazy good power, good contact stats as well. Not really sure what his fielding would look like, but at the end of the day, like, I just want that bat. So Vlad, for me, 100% need to see it.
Yeah, and I'm going to go with my hitter who I think should be the Lightning one, and that's Buxton. Buxton all the way for me. He has a 1300 OPS. He has 8 home runs, 14 RBIs. He hit 426 in the month of April. He was, if he's healthy, he could be an MVP candidate by the end of the year, either the top three. He is very explosive, not even on the hitting side, on the fielding side of things. That could be your rival to your live series Trout in center field right now. So I would love to see Buxton. I'm very curious if we get even Acuna. I mean, Acuna had a great, this is why it's so tough. Acuna had a great month. He had a 1.148 OPS, batting over 700, slugging, 8 home runs as well, 18 RBIs, even 15 walks, not bad, 3 stolen bases. But it's very hard to see. I mean, JD Martinez, I don't think we get because we got him in the space pack. Is it wrong for me to say that?
No. I don't think JD will get one. We just got him in the space pack, and he's very capable of getting like a 97 or a 96 at some point. Whether or not he has a good year or if he just gets a flashback card, like JD could be. JD has his time to get a higher overall diamond, and I don't think right now is the time to do it.
Yeah. For a lower tier player month, Jesse Winker could be up there.
Yes.
He had a 370 average, over 1,000 OPS, as he hit 6 home runs, 16 RBIs. However, he did strike out 19 times, but still 6 walks with that. He could be up there, be like a lower tier. Even does it, it could be like an 88. Like 87, 88. I expect the lower tier ones to be like around there. I'm not too sure if Yermin gets one because he got a Tops Now card, but he could also be in a possibility. Jared Walsh had a good month. Matt Olson also had a good month. I'd love to see either one of those get another diamond. I'd love using those cards. So there's so many choices. I just like, I don't know where to go with it. I'm a little overwhelmed by looking at all this, and I'm just happy I'm not in the seat for the content team trying to figure this out.
Yeah. I mean, just two more while we're here to touch on this. Obviously, as an Angels fan, I would love to see some love for Ohtani. But I don't know how I don't know what the Ohtani card would look like from just this month. I mean, he's how many home runs? He's got 8 home runs, correct? Yeah, 8 home runs. I don't know if he's tied for second. Yeah, he's tied for second in the league lead of home runs right now. But I'd like to see him maybe make some more starts before we start giving Ohtani more of a juiced card. But one more guy that I feel like I should really or we should talk about is Chris Bryant. I mean, talk about turning it around. Oh, Chris Bryant did not have. Yeah, he did not have a very good 2020. And now he's out here. Let's see. Chris Bryant, 7 home runs. 322 average, OPS at 1.078, 667 slugging percentage. Like the dude's crushing it. 28 hits in 24 games, less than 100 at bats too. Like the man is hitting the ball, and he's hit that. I think he hit 2 home runs yesterday too.
Yeah, he hit 2 home runs yesterday.
I mean,
slugfest yesterday.
Yeah,
so does Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, the Cubs Reds game. So I would love to see Chris Bryant get some love. Will it happen this month? I don't know, but I think the dude should be definitely talked about with coming out of the gate hot.
He might get a diamond by the next roster update, to be honest with you. He's on the cusp.
Definitely.
So we'll see. I love Chris Bryant cards. But let's get to what we expect, what the program will see. I think we expect to see the same thing that we saw through Tatis and J-Ram's program from last year, where you pretty much do your missions, collect the Tops Now cards, and pretty much gradually collect all unlock each card. I think that's the way they're going to go instead of how it was in the beginning of the year, because the beginning of the year was mostly because of not having a baseball season to go off. So I expect it to be more like the J-Ram and Tatis, which wasn't a hard grind to begin with. So that should be fun to see.
Yeah, I think the same. I think it's going to be pretty similar to the way they did it. My question is, how many Tops Now cards are we going to need? Are we going to need to buy extra Tops Nows? Are we going to just need the ones that we got from the packs? I think that's my only question. I have been stocking up on the Tops Now cards. I've been buying the ones that I don't get just in case, because if they do end up telling you, yeah, you need more than what you just got from the choice packs, then, you know, those prices will most likely go up on the market. Might not even be a terrible idea to buy an extra one or two. You maybe can make some stubs off it, but yeah, I mean, I think that's my only question as of right now, but otherwise I fully expect it to be exactly the same as it was last year.
With the J-Ram and Tatis, did they include the choice packs for the Tops Now cards in the program itself? I forget if they did that last year.
They
did, right?
For the Tops Nows? I don't remember.
Like in the part of the monthly program, I believe didn't they include like Tops Now program packs where you pick them from? Similar how they did with the Players League?
They may have. I simply just don't remember.
I have to look on that. I don't remember either. It's a long time ago.
It feels like 2 years ago at this point, man.
It does. All right. Yeah. But either way, we have content coming on this Wednesday, and that Cougs, we're pretty much leaving off there. But Friday, we're going to have a lot to talk about for next week, because Friday we get the second inning program. We're not even going to do predictions. We're just going to go head first once we get it on Friday. This week is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, release content that we're going to get in MLB Show 21. And like we said, we hope the servers can hold up for these. And we know that's going to be a question throughout the community, but still, it's going to be fun to see who comes out of this player of month program and see how these cards were going to affect, like, just be in general. I think this could be one of the best player of month programs that we ever got, period. Just by how well these players have been doing this month of April.
Yes, I'm with you. This April, the month set, it's not only how well the players have been doing, but it's the actual players themselves. Like, a lot of these guys we know are good in MLB The Show in one way or another, whether it's like their live series in BR, or if they're already like a good diamond, or we've seen a good diamond version of them in the past. It's all cards that I feel like people are excited to use. So really, they can't go wrong. Like, as long as they just You know, make the cards good. They can't go wrong with the players they choose.
Oh, for sure. I 100% agree. I mean, there's no matter what, I think the community is going to be happy. But maybe they mulled one card or another, but they might be a fan of the team. But either way, there's really no wrong choice. I just want to know who it is. But Cougs, before one last question, just a simple question. Yes or no? Do we get a new legend for the new program?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think they've because that's how they've been doing it. So I think we'll probably see a new legend for the program. But we'll talk about that much more next week. That's going to do us for today's episode. Appreciate you guys listening or watching on the YouTube. I am excited, and hopefully the servers are resolved by this week. And knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood right now. We all should while you're listening or watching. But appreciate you guys listening once again. Make sure to follow our Twitter account. We're at Inside the Show PC. Once again, Inside the Show PC. Our YouTube account is youtube.com/InsideTheShow. Follow my boy Cougs at Cougs46 on Twitter. I'm at Scuffy McGee TV. You guys have fun grinding Player of the Month program this week and the new inning program as well. A lot of stuff to do. A lot of stuff to do, but we'll catch you guys next time on Inside the Show.